Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row.
Welcome to Sonoma County on this rainy February the 13th. I hope you all are out there doing your Valentine's Day shopping and, or as some people call it, Single Awareness Day. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Tom?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's a rainy February here in Sonoma County. We just want to thank everybody for listening. I want to do a special shout out to Teresa and her husband, who are always kind enough to be kind of listening. It's really great to meet people who are our listeners, and we so appreciate you. So thank you. And so today, hot off the presses, I was reading constantly, of course, looking at new things in the world, and especially in the cosmetic world. And USA Today actually reported on February 2nd this so-called new technology or new service that they are some people are offering across the country in terms of the non-detectable plastic surgery era. And so let me first make that definition. What is the non-detectable or the undetectable plastic surgery era? Well, what that means is we're seeing a trend, and I'm loving it. We're seeing a trend where people want to look as natural as possible. They want to, of course, be improved. They want to feel more confident in themselves. They want to be happier, put a smile on their face, but they don't want to look done. They don't want the plastic look. And I think that's actually fantastic. I've been preaching that for a long, long time. That's my personal preference. But we're seeing now that the general public has moving in this direction of wanting a natural look. So there was a surgeon who was being highlighted in this particular article in Chicago, back in the Midwest, and he was sort of expounding on the benefits of fat transfer, facial fat transfer. And for those of you who've been listening to us for 18 plus years here in Sonoma County on Ask the Expert, that they know that's one of my favorite treatments. So I've been around long enough, I guess I'm old enough, that I've seen things recycle. And that's what happens when we get older, right? And so even you Gen Xers and you Gen Zers and you millennials, Jeff, you're all going to see that as you get older, you're going to start to see some things recycling here. And so this particular surgeon was expounding on the benefits of taking fat from one part of your body and using it to rejuvenate the face and having a natural look. We're going to just get a little levity here. And he was calling it the facial BBL or BBL of the face. So I'm trying to figure out why he's calling that. The BBL that he's referring to is the Brazilian butt lift. And so that's where we take fat from one part of the body and we enhance the derriere or the buttocks. And we certainly offer that at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery as well. And that's for another topic another day. But I'm thinking, why would you call it face Brazilian butt lift or face BBL? As kids, we used to, with a lot of love, call each other, myself and my three other siblings, buttheads. So me being the crown prince of the family, the oldest, I was BH1, butthead one, and all the way down to my beautiful little sister, 10 years younger than me, BH4. So I'm not sure why he would call it that, or maybe it was USA Today that called it that. The other thing is that BBL in the cosmetic world also can stand for broadband light. And that's something we offer, which is called photofacial rejuvenation. And it's fantastic. It's a great treatment for rejuvenating the skin, taking care of pigment, getting rid of spider veins, getting rid of reds, flushing from rosacea, and so forth, even improving acne. So that's BBL. So I kind of like that BBL better, okay? Broadband light for facial rejuvenation. And I'm not sure I want to have the butt head kind of treatment or the face BBL. So let's kind of now get off of the levity part. Let's get into the actual treatment that was being described. So way back in 2007-2008, I was fortunate enough to be the first surgeon to introduce smart lipo or laser liposuction under local anesthesia in Northern California. Even so, lucky to be highlighted on San Francisco News with that treatment. So as we are in cosmetic medicine, always looking for something new, something to improve on even the newest technology, we were looking at all this fat that we were removing doing smart lipo or laser liposuction, thinking, what should we do with this fat? As time went on, we realized that there were a lot of stem cells in our fat tissue, and that it could be, maybe that could be used to rejuvenate other parts of the body. So I was fortunate enough to go down to Santa Monica at the time and learn with the late Dr. Mark Berman. I love him, missed him dearly. And he was really a maverick in this field. And I went down to learn how to do facial fat grafting. And when I went down to Santa Monica, I remember going to his office, and what they would do is they would harvest some fat, and so through the tiniest little incisions with a liposuction cannula, going in, inject local anesthesia in that area, and they would suction out fat. And then they would treat that fat, taking off the fluid and so forth. And that at that point, we would take that fat, he would take that fat, and he would inject it in various parts of the face to give the face a natural lift, a natural rejuvenation. Now, for some of you who maybe are listening to us for the first time, why would you want to put fat in the face? Okay. As we get older, we know that our face begins to deflate. It's not fair, but we begin to lose that youthful layer of fat in our face, and we seem to put it elsewhere, around our abdomen, our muffin tops, our derrieres, okay? A lot of us don't need Brazilian butt lifts because we already have enough there on our own, okay? But we begin to lose that volume in our face. What kind of symptoms or what kind of complaints would we have over losing volume in our face if you are unaware of that? Well, a couple of things. The biggest area that we notice that is in the cheek area. So right here, if you kind of grab your cheekbones right there in that area, what happens is that area begins to deflate. And as it deflates, then that mid third of our face begins to sag down. And as it does that, we begin to notice the folds that run from the side of our nose to the side of our mouth, they're called the nasolabial folds, nasal for your nose, labial meaning the lips, the nasolabial folds become deeper, okay? They're a natural fold, but if our mid portion of our face begins to sag, that shadow increases more and more. And it's probably one of the more common complaints that I receive from patients who come in for a facial concerns consultation. So first thing we see is that aggravation or accentuation of the nasolabial folds. Also, under our eyes, our under eyes begin to look hollowed out. And in fact, sometimes as we lose more and more fat, then there is a second sort of bag of fat underneath that area, and we begin to see these bags of fat underneath our eyes. Believe it or not, it's due to loss of fat above that smaller under eye bag that begins to make it more prominent. So we begin to see that. Also, we begin to see that our eyes don't have that same sparkle. And the way that I would sort of try to make you understand, our listeners, is have you just look in the mirror and to be completely deadpan. And then have you smile, okay? And as you smile, you'll notice that your eyes kind of twinkle. Even though when we smile, we tend to squint our eyes a little bit. What happens is that light naturally hits our cheeks and bounces up into our eyes. We get this nice reflection pad. But as we age, as that fat pad begins to deflate, the light hits that area and bounces down to the ground. And so our eyes look duller. So by adding fat to the cheek area, we can give the patient a happier look. We can give them a happier look. And it's an interesting concept, but very, very true. And so I'm going to give you a few caveats on this. So some people say, well, you know, maybe I have a big face, or I think I have a fat face, and you're going to put more fat in my face, you're going to make me look heavier. Actually, by redistributing the volume in the appropriate place, for instance, the middle third of the face, we can actually make the face look thinner or slimmer. And we see that all the time. So by adding fat in that mid third of the face, that can actually lift up a little bit. And it actually makes proportionally the lower third of the face look more miniaturized, which is actually more cosmetically ideal for women and men. So adding volume to the cheeks can actually make your face look thinner. A great example of that is I actually had a Chinese patient. I'm 3/4 Chinese and 1/4 Greek. And so we're kind of bonding and we're talking about it. And she's, you know, relating to me, she's a baby boomer as I am, saying, well, you know, Dr. Tom, you know, I feel like I look tired, or I look at your face, you look like, you know, you're happier. You're not, you're happier even in repose. And I explained to her that adding volume in the cheek area could make a big difference in repose, making you look more like you're smiling. And I even kind of joked with her because she was Chinese, you know, like Buddha. You know, when we all think about Buddha, Jeff's laughing over here, our producer. I love Jeff. But if we think of Buddha, we think of this big face and big Buddha belly, right? But he looks happy. All you got to do is say, you know, the big Buddha face, and immediately it puts a smile on your face. And so it's that volume that kind of gives them that happier look, all right? And so, you know, she trusted me, but she was still kind of like, are you sure? You know, really? And I understand that, because being Asian, you know, a lot of times when we were growing up, we kind of look at our faces, especially growing up in North America, think, oh, God, look at my big, fat Asian face. You know, I remember saying that as a kid. As I got older and my face became a little bit more contoured as I lost facial fat, I thought, oh, I kind of like that better. But then you keep on getting older and older, and now you're losing more volume, and you're beginning to see that deflation being more of a negative look in terms of maybe looking tired, looking not as healthy, looking unhappy, or just looking older. So what I did was we put a little bit on this particular patient, just a little bit of filler in her cheek area. And she, again, trusted me, but she said, you know, could you maybe send me photos of when I first came to see you and now? And we are extremely conservative with this young lady, all right? Young lady meaning baby boomer. And it's amazing. It even amazed me when I pulled up her photos and the dramatic difference. And of course, patient confidentiality, I can't put that up here without her consent. But if you were to look at her before and after photos, in one, she looks tired. In another one, she doesn't look mean, but maybe she just doesn't look as happy. And then in the same photo, without changing the expression, she looks healthier, actually. She looks more vibrant, and she looks happier. And so it was really a very dramatic improvement with just a little bit of a change in volume. And that brings me to Dr. Pierre Fournier, who is a plastic general surgeon in Paris, who used to say that a millimeter of difference in the face, remember they're on the metric system in Europe, but a millimeter of change in the face can lead to a kilometer, okay, that's a mile, of change in the heart, okay? And it's really true. Just little tweaks can make a difference. So Dr. Pierre Fournier really probably was one of the very first ones to describe this undetectable era in plastic surgery. In other words, improving things for our patients, but without anyone else noticing that they had something done. And I think we achieved that with just filler in this particular patient of mine that I described. Now, getting back to the USA Today article on facial fat grafting, they went on to expound on the benefits of facial fat grafting in terms of improvement of the skin. You remember when I told you first of my experience doing Smart Lipo, we had all this fat in the canister that we were pulling off of patients, thinking, what could we do with this very valuable tissue that has stem cells? Well, we don't call it a stem cell transplant or transfer, but taking just your own natural fat, it is the ultimate biostimulator. It's your own fat, so you shouldn't have any reaction to it because it's yours, okay? And when we replace it or replant it, we transfer it into another area, some of that fat survives just by revascularization or blood flow growing up into these fat cells. But a lot of it is actually stimulating your stem cells to actually begin to differentiate or to develop into mature fat cells. So we're actually getting your body to replace fat in an area where you have lost it due to the aging process, or maybe even to diseases where you've had a lot of weight loss and you're beginning to see that deflation in the face. So again, fat is the ultimate biostimulator, creating a milieu in your body that stimulates your own biology to create more of this good tissue or fat in the correct area. Another example of that, and I use this often, to explain is I'm old enough that I had some some gingival or some gum surgery done by a very excellent dentist here in town. And when they did that, because of some erosion of the bone where the tooth was, they had to put a bone graft in there. So it was either cadaver bone or it was pig bone. And they put bone in that area. Okay, it's not live cells, but it was just the holding mechanism or the structure of the bone itself. And so I got some benefit from the initial implantation of that bone graft. Then what happens is my body begins to replace it. It stimulated my body's stem cells to begin to lay down my own bone in that area where it was deficient. So that's in another specialty with a different type of tissue where you can see that grafting can stimulate our own stem cells to create good tissue. So facial fat grafting that we perform is done under local anesthesia. Common areas that we will remove fat from would be the abdomen, or a lot of times is the muffin top area, the flank area, or for those of us who are baby boomers, we used to call those the love handles. And we do that all under local anesthesia. You don't have to be put to sleep for this. The downtime is minimal in terms of harvesting fat from that area. And as an aside, if you want, there is obviously an extra charge for that. But if you said, hey, if you're going in there to get fat to put in my face to make me look more youthful, can you also contour that area? So if we can also contour that area for you to give you a slimmer waist. And a lot of people do their front of their abdomen, and they also do the muffin top area, and they just feel more confident in their clothes. So that's sort of a twofer. As an aside, something additional that we can do for you. So now we take that fat and we place it in the face. And one of the very first areas that I had mentioned was in the mid third of the face, or in the cheek area. So where else might we put it? Well, one of the areas that we'll also put that fat is actually in the temple area. We have a lot of patients who will come in and say that my face looks so slender, or I'm beginning to look skeletal or like Skeletor, where my temple is so deflated, my orbital ridge or the ridge around my eyes is looking more prominent, and I'm looking a little wasted in the temple area, and that doesn't look very healthy. So certainly putting fat in that area, your own fat in that area, can help to make you look healthier, can make you look more vibrant, look more youthful. But there's an added benefit, because sometimes we'll get patients who will say, you know, I'm noticing my brows are dropping a little bit. And adding fat in that temple area can actually help to lift our brows up. And that's a great benefit of facial fat grafting. And I'm going to go one step further. If you look at then just the common forehead area, and if you, as you age, you'll notice that that area becomes more deflated, that it appears bonier. Okay. And me just being a baby boomer, I just need to look at my millennial kids, or look at my Gen Z staff members, our teammates at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, and they have this fine layer of fat over that area. And I just look at, I'm just going to turn over here. I just look at our handsome young, I don't know, are you a millennial?
Stop it. I'm 31, so I'm right. I think I'm on the older side of millennial.
Oh, you're on the older side of millennial.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So our millennial program director, Jeff, and I see this fine layer of fat there. Handsome dude. Okay.
Whoa. I thought he was getting a compliment. He called me fat?
No. I said, no, fat in the forehead. No. It looks great. I'm complimenting. I love that forehead. Okay. So just having that fat in the forehead area, that actually lifts up the brow. And as our foreheads deflate, then our brows drop. So one of the key areas, especially when I lecture on facial fat grafting, that I talk about is enhancing the forehead area. And we'll put fat up in that forehead area there. And that can make a big difference in terms of lifting up the brow. And it's a very natural look. Now, traditional browless, where the skin is cut and the brow is lifted, can look good, but sometimes it can look very much abnormal, or where the patient looks like they're surprised, or like they've been goose. They're walking around with their brows up too high. That fat put it in the forehead area gives a very natural look. Okay. Another area which is kind of a tricky area that I love to do, a kind of a secret area, is if you put your finger on, not on the tip of your nose, but on the hump of your nose between your eyes, just above that area, it tends to get a little bit hollowed out as well. And that leads to our brow dropping. So I have found found that putting a little bit of fat in that area actually helps to elevate the brow as well. We do that also with filler or with our tissue bank fat, Renuva, as well. But that's a great little trick area. So we can rejuvenate the eyes. I love facial fat grafting for how it rejuvenates the eye. So we're taking care of the window sill, which is directly under the eye, and the fat is one of the few tissues that we can actually inject under the eye and have it look natural, not look lumpy. Okay. Putting it in the temple area, sort of on the frame, and even underneath the eyebrows, doing that, that helps to open up the eyes. And then putting it in the cheeks and in the forehead is sort of the wall that holds it. I'm sorry if you hear some noise, I'm knocking on the microphone here, but putting that fat in that area supports the wall of the eye frame. So, or the window frame. And so that's a great area that I love putting fat. Another area is in what we call the buccal area, or for those who don't know that medical term or anatomic term, that's what I call the straw sucking area. So pretend you're sucking on a straw. And that's an area right in the area of the buccal area. And so for those of us who maybe have rounder faces when we were younger, and of course, you know, we always want something different when we're younger and wanted a more sculpted face, they like it when they're beginning to lose a little bit of volume there. But then as it goes on and on, then if it becomes too hollow there, we begin to see the jowls and the dropping along our jawline. And for those of us who are not rounder face like myself, but maybe more typical Northern European, narrower face, that area, that kind of concerns becomes more evident at an earlier age, and they begin to see that. So adding volume in this area here, in that buccal area, can make a huge difference. It doesn't effectuate a facelift-like look. Remember, I mentioned this as the undetectable era of plastic surgery maneuver, okay? So adding volume in that area, again, will make you look healthier. And what I really see, and I just did a young lady, I just did a facial fat grafting procedure on a young lady who was in her, I won't even say what age she is. I'm going to say she's a Gen Xer. Okay, so younger than me. And it was dramatic. Her look, her eyes popped just because of all the strategies that we talked about, injection strategies of enhancing around the eyes. She has beautiful blue eyes and they just popped. I love that look. The other thing that she noticed as well was how good her skin looked. Okay, so by adding fat in sort of all areas of the face with that biostimulation, we found that her skin integrity and quality was greatly improved, okay? And so in my opinion, that's related to a lot of the maneuvers that we see when we inject the fat along with its your own stem cells into those areas. And sometimes we draw off blood and we spin it down and we get your platelet-rich plasma, which converts to platelet-rich fibrin, or PRF, and we mix it with the fat so we're even get more stimulation of the healing of the, what I call the paramedics of the body, PRP or PRF, are the paramedics of the body, and it heals the skin and really can improve the skin. And it helps to define the jawline. So facial fat grafting, been doing it since, 2008. Thank you, Dr. Berman, for teaching me that. Have done over 500 cases. Love the benefits for our patients of having it look natural, looking rejuvenated, taking 10 years off your face, looking healthy, and just really feeling confident for all the reasons that we just described in the last half hour. I appreciate all of you listening in, and we're going to turn it back over to Jeff here. Thank you again. Stay dry, and happy Valentine's Day to all of you, Sonoma, Napa, and Maui counties.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com, as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.